All right. So it looks like Bitcoin is of interest. All right. 800, and this is from today, $820 billion Standard Chartered Bank predicts Bitcoin will reach $100,000 by the end of 2024. I think that's U.S. That's a little low for me, but that's what I hear, right? Never bet against Bitcoin from November 24th. Performance since August 10th, 2020. This is when MicroStrategy, that's Saylor, right, adopted its Bitcoin strategy. So August 21st, 2020 to November 24th, 2023. Bitcoin, bonds down 22%. Silver down 22%. Gold down 2%. NASDAQ up 30%. S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500, up 36%. Bitcoin 221%. 221%. Bonds minus 22, silver minus 16, gold minus 2, NASDAQ 30, S&P 36, Bitcoin 221. That's some sweet stuff. Here's another post. We are seeing the greatest divergence ever witnessed between Bitcoin long-term and short-term holders. Short-term holders either continue to sell for profit or loss or become long-term holders eventually. During blow-off tops, long-term holders sell off into the bull market and short-term holders buy due to FOMO. What happens if the long-term holders don't sell compared to prior cycles? Like, I think over 70% of Bitcoins just haven't moved in quite a long time. People are just hanging on like grim death, right? So if the long-term holders don't sell and the demand goes up because of ETFs and a variety of things, right? So, or even shorting, I suppose, right? So if people aren't selling, and this is obviously Econ 101, I'm sorry to be so obvious, but if people are reluctant to sell because they anticipate that the price of Bitcoin is going to go up, but the demand increases, the price of Bitcoin is just going to go through the roof. I mean, that would be, I'm not telling you to buy or sell anything. There's no financial advice here. I'm just talking about the basic econ of the situation, that if people expect the price of something to rise and the demand increases, that price will go up very, very fast and very, very, very high. The largest cryptocurrency has gained about 130% this year. That's good. The 12 spot Bitcoin ETF applications are from Grayscale, 21 Shares, and ARK, BlackRock, Bitwise, VanEck, WisdomTree, Invesco and Galaxy, Fidelity, Valkyrie, GlobalX, Hashdex, and Franklin. JP Morgan said the approval of the spot Bitcoin ETFs should happen within months and probably before January the 10th, the final deadline for the ARK 21 shares application. Now, I don't know why. Yeah, the Bitcoin halving is coming, 5 months? So, I don't know why, but I know why. I'll tell you why. These ETFs, in my view, are going to blow up. Again, there's no financial advice here. I'm just telling you my particular thoughts. I'm not an economist. I'm no advisor.